T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Anita Baker.
You know what time that is.
It's 4:30 on a Wednesday. I know what that means.
We only play it once a week.
That means time to let's talk to Rodney Harrison, who's brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the man himself, Rodney Harrison. Rodney, how you doing, man? Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yes, sir.
You too, sir. Listen, Rodney, I was watching Man in the Arena last night, episode 2, and you played a big role in that. Obviously, 2002, 2003. I was curious, cause I just love going back and kind of reliving that, like the whole Lawyer Malloy chaos. And I was talking to Christian about it. He said, "Nah, I didn't have a problem with it. You know, maybe more of a defensive thing." But did you ever feel any of your defensive brothers at the time? You were new. Were they upset at you? Did they look at you and say, "You're the reason why this guy we played with for so long is now no longer with us"?
No, absolutely not. I mean, when you saw my work ethic and when you saw that when I came in, it was just about the team and playing hard and working hard and just playing aggressive. It didn't have anything to do with anything like that. It was just I just wanted to play and just contribute and be part of a team. And those guys, they pretty much accepted me. You know, at first they thought I was a jerk because I was hitting everybody, but it was just me, a little insecure coming from San Diego and just wanting to, you know, let those guys know that, hey, I can play. And all that time, trust me, I had no idea that they were going to release Lawyer Malloy. I mean, he was making about $4 million. I was trying to get paid, trying to get a check. I wasn't worried about what he was doing. So it was just one of those situations where when I came in, I thought Lawyer was going to play right side safety. I was going to play left side like he talked about, and that we were going to get it on. But then once he got cut, hey, man, it stunned me just as much as it stunned anybody because nobody had more respect for Lawyer Malloy than I had.
Yeah, I thought it was. I remember the day clear as a bell, really, to be honest with you. And I also want to, like, the very first week, so he gets cut, and that week we play Buffalo in Buffalo.
Smoked.
Yeah.
It's 31-0. It was just, it's almost like we gave up the game out of spite. It was weird. But do you remember Lawyer coming into that locker room, like before the game?
I don't remember that. All I remember, the thing that really, really ticked me off is when Tom Jackson talked about us hating our coach. And it was just so far from the truth. But when he said that, I thought it actually brought us closer together. And then I think we went and played Philly and then some, I think, you know, and we went on and I think we were 14-2 or whatever and had a lot of success. But, hey, man, it was powerful, you know, and it wasn't really about me. It was, you know, just about the team, man. That's what it's always about.
Because we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, we were just talking about during the break when you were bringing up the whole, like, you know, the Troy Brown and kind of hitting him. Christian was bringing up, what was going on with David Givens? Was that it? Like a big kid trying to kind of prove himself?
Can I be honest with you guys?
Like, those were my teammates, but I didn't like my teammates. Like, when we practice, when we're competing against each other, I don't care if it's David Givens or Deion Brandt. I didn't like none of them. Tom Brady, Antoine, I didn't like any of them. So it didn't matter. Like, you was going to get my best. I don't care who you were. And David Givens was a tough guy. He was, you know, he's one of those guys, hardworking guy that I really had a lot of respect and I admired. But, yeah, you know, you try to test guys and see kind of their toughness and, you know, what they can withstand. And David was as tough as they came.
No, it's funny. Yeah, because that's basically what I was telling Rondi. I thought it was because David was his rookie year. He got hurt and didn't play. And I remember he was just being challenged on a daily basis in the offensive meetings. And a lot of it came down to blocking you. Like, how we would handle you. Would he turn down your effort? Like, it was almost like, you know, a coming out party with him and identifying to the coaches that, listen, he was tough enough to play in the league. And if you remember that year, he actually was included in a lot of the plays. It's almost like he got through camp and they started trusting him because he was willing to kind of, you know, have the same mentality that you had.
Yeah, and, you know, he was a big, strong kid, and the only thing that he was really missing was I think he just needed that assurance from the coach that they trusted him, that they believed in him. And like you talked about, Christian, once they started, you know, implementing him into the offensive game plan, he started really gaining his confidence. And then before you know it, this dude is catching touchdowns in the Super Bowl, flexing in playoff games, and I'm like,
I think you had a lot to do with that. It was funny, Rodney Yuko, because we're – you know, I don't think anybody is better qualified to judge your career than me.
Ooh. Really?
How about that?
All right, I'll tell you why. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because I played against you for 7 straight years, twice a year.
Yeah.
We were on the same team for, 3 years? So I have 11 years of experience on Rodney Harrison. You know, and I mentioned this, Rodney, only because just to compliment you on your career and the utter disrespect that I think is being thrown your way when it comes to the Hall of Fame. Now, I know you won't care about it, but Lou and I were just having this discussion, and I was like, listen, I played against John Lynch. I played against Steve Atwater. I played against Troy Polamalu. I played against Ed Reed. I played against all these guys. And I don't understand how they could leave a guy like you off this list. Like, I honest to God, it irritates me, Rodney, based on what I consider myself having a true indication of who of these guys were the best. Like, and your name being off the list, I think, just bugs me. And I feel like I'm just venting to you right now.
Well, I mean, just imagine some of the things that have gone across my mind, you know, selfishly speaking, looking at the guys that, you know, that they chose in front of me and saying, are you kidding me? You know, like, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, and I've said this before, and I know a whole bunch of Hall of Famers, but I'm never trading in my Super Bowl rings for a Hall of Fame jacket. And my, you know, the simple fact that you're a former teammate of mine and a guy that's a friend, that you respect me, the fact that you respect me so many years later, that's what means something to me. You know, the Hall of Fame, I can't control. I went out there, did the best I could with what God gave me. At the end of the day, I can't control the rest. That's up to somebody else. So.
Yeah. No, I was gonna.
We were just talking about it because that semifinal list that you were on last year, you know, isn't on now. And then Tom Brady tweeted out the original edger, and most certainly time Pro Football Hall of Fame. This from Mike Vrabel. He said he should get in. Great teammate, great player. Learned a lot from Rodney. I'm not sure how the voting goes, but one of the best players I play with will always cherish the time I played, you know, with Rodney. And I know a lot of people kind of are at peace afterwards. Like, listen, I know my career. I know what I've done. You know, but it is about, you know, respecting that career to me. Like, you know, we put that red jacket on, man. I know that meant something to you.
You know what? It meant something. You know what? It really meant something to me because those people, okay, the ones that were there and cheering me on and watching at home, those people know. They know that we put our life on the line, Christian. They know how hard we went out there and the sacrifices that we made. They saw it firsthand. So they knew it. So it felt good receiving that red jacket in front of the fans, the people that have supported us so much through thick and thin, through tough times, through cold weather, hot weather. Just, you know, just having that support, man, it was huge. So I really appreciate that. And like I said before, man, I appreciate the kind words and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, I would love to be a Hall of Famer, you know, for legacy for my kids and my family and things like that. But, you know, I know what I did on the football field, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you know, I want you to explain what Tom Brady called you. He's called you the original edger. Can you explain what that is?
Well, you know, I came in, and, you know, one of the things that was my signature thing was, you know, a lot of guys pull hamstrings, and I always talk about hydrating with a gallon of water. So I always brought my gallon of water around, And I would look at Willie and say, huh, still not hydrating, huh, Willie? So then Willie started drinking a whole bunch of water, and Richard and Teddy. And then before you know, we had the entire defense. And, just doing that. And then you walk in the weight room at 6:15 in the morning, and then Willie look at me and say, good afternoon. And he'll be there at 5:45 a.m. And it was just one of those things. We kept pushing each other, you know, hey, guys, come, let's watch some tape. Let's go in the weight room. Just pushing each other and just trying to become great. And that's what those guys
get
did.
That edge. And get that edge.
And get that edge. That's the most important thing, baby.
By the way, sometimes that edge, I don't know, you tell me, maybe sometimes manufactured, whatever it took to motivate you. We were listening to that, you coming out after that 31-0 win against Buffalo, and you said, Dad, that's for all the people that doubted us. You were 14-2, right?
Dude, and they still talk smack. They still doubt, the Patriots, they're too old. They got too many old players. They can't run. Oh, they got Christian Poirier. He can't catch a touchdown in the end zone. We got to use Vrabel. You know, they say all this stuff.
I've never heard that point.
Let me say this. Christian, I got to give it to you, bro. Let me tell you something. You were a royal. See, people didn't realize, like, Christian was a bad dude out in Seattle. Like, he was so quick, and he used to run such precise routes. I used to hate guarding you out in Seattle because you used to get in and out your breaks so fast. That's one thing I always wanted to tell you. I never got a chance to tell you, though, Christian.
No, you're the best, and I appreciate it. Finally a compliment. No, it was funny because, you know what, speaking of Mike Vrabel, you know, obviously – you know, the big thing with him is, okay, when did you see it coming? Like, when did you see, like, Mike Vrabel? Did you say, wow, this guy is going to be a coach someday? And did you ever want to be a coach in the NFL?
Okay, Mike Vrabel, as far as the coaching, dude, I really honestly thought we had a defense made of coaches. Like, Willie could be a heck of a coach. Mike could be a heck of a coach. Mike was always just super smart, bright, always asking questions, always in your face, always got something to say. He's Mr. Know-it-all, but he was smart. Willie was the same way. Brewski, Seymour. The one thing that we did, man, we shared all our wealth as far as our information. We communicated. We took time. We talked about it. We watched film together, man. Like, those dudes are so special. And, like, their mindset, their mental toughness is just on a different level, man. And that's why I learned so much from you guys being around pros, like seeing you, Christian, come to work every single day, working hard on your routes, bringing Ben Watson, working with him and those young tight ends and stuff like that. That's what football is about. And that's what makes the Patriots great, because they bring in great people, you know, to help bring, you know, everybody else around. Yeah. Man. It's awesome.
And, you know, Mike isn't exactly like off that Belichick tree, right? Coaching tree. He never coached underneath him. But we were saying, it seems like one of the reasons why he's had so much success is because so many other coaches try to be Bill somewhere else. And he doesn't need to be. It's like himself. This is his personality, who he is.
Mike is a dog. Let me tell you, bro. I was just watching some clips off the Super Bowl. Man, Mike is a dog. Mike was a heck of a football player. Like, you know, I mean, he never went around bragging anything like that. And I think people kind of overlooked him. But Mike was a heck of a football player. He was really good, smart, dependable. And you know, when you got down in the trenches in those most critical moments, you can trust Mike. I love him.
So the part I wanted to hear from you. So was coaching ever in your plan when you retired, or was it straight to TV?
No, let me tell you what happened with me. I was hurt, and NBC asked, you know, somehow I got with NBC and ended up getting the opportunity to work the Super Bowl. But after that, I had the Falcons talking to me. Even when I was hurt, the Falcons offered me a contract, and they was going to guarantee me 8 figures. And I'm like, you going to guarantee me 8 figures? I ain't never had no $10, $12, $13 million guaranteed. And I'm 30-something years old. I'm coming off a major injury. And I had an offer on the table for television. And I had a lot of money on for football. And my wife looks at me and she says, well, if you go back out there, you're going to probably need all that money, you know, because, you know, between the concussions and all the injuries, you know, that's up to you. And I was like, forget that. I'm going into television. And the money was a lot less at that point in time. And, of course, it built up over time. But I went there, man, and, you know, and Sam Flood, the guy from NBC that hired me, just said, if you put that same work ethic that you put into football into television, you're going to be really good. And 13 years later, I'm still around.
Rodney, it was funny because I remember watching you the first time you were out in the field. It was a Super Bowl that you were on the field and you were demonstrating some sort of coverage. And Chris Collinsworth was the guinea pig, and he was the receiver. Do you remember the forearm shiver you threw at him as you guys were walking through. I remember him. He was. I feel like he was trying to be polite because it was live on TV, but he was like really hurt and acting a little agitated because he had no idea you were going to shake him so bad.
Christian,
do you remember that?
That's amazing that you actually remember that. But the funny thing is, like, I love Chris Collinsworth. I think he's the best. But you hear so many people, I hate Chris Collinsworth. He's this, he's that. So really, when I jammed him, I just jammed him for all the people that didn't like him.
I thought that was so funny.
I'll tell you what.
Laughing out loud.
that's fantastic. Like the story you told last night about knocking off your teammate's helmet, and Bill actually saw that. So that was great. Listen, I'd ask you about the Pats game, but we're good. We'll talk to you next week about the Pats. This was more fun going back to some of those old times. So we appreciate
no
you, man.
Doubt.
And you're a Hall of Famer with us. So good luck.
Thank you so much, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. God
all
bless
you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.